So yesterday we spoke about whether or not there is going to be a cabinet reshuffle. Is the cabinet reshuffle ever going to happen? It's like watching paint dry at the moment. We know that we need a new slick of paint, but it just doesn't seem to be happening. We're waiting for the president to make a decision. But the ANC NWC did meet yesterday. We understood that this would be on the agenda. Also, the issue of Zweliem Kize, the suspended health minister, being on the agenda as well. So let's have a chat now to Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, about all that was discussed at the NWC meeting. Tidi, good afternoon to you. What has the ANC been saying about what was discussed at the NWC meeting?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, we haven't heard the official word from the party as yet. In fact, I just spoke to the spokesperson, Pulemare, to ask, are you having the media briefing? Since Jesse Duarte has kind of been in charge, we're now used to NWC, post-NWC media briefings. So I expect about this afternoon, they might try and communicate where they stand on matters. What we are hearing from insiders is that a lot of changes that they've been talking about with regards to the Northwest are now underway, where they're interviewing candidates to replace the current Premier, Job Mokgoro. Job Mokgoro has been at odds with the Interim Provincial Committee for a while. With regards to the Zweliem Kize question quickly, Mandy, that I know that a lot of us have been asking about, we know that the Integrity Commission's report into Zweliem Kize has been completed. We are hearing that it says that he must step aside. However, those reports are only really dealt with at the ANC. So they told them, look, it's complete, here's what we understand, but nothing about it has been done and will be dealt with when they go to an NEC. And about a cabinet reshuffle, very carefully worded from these NEC sources, NWC sources, saying we've impressed upon the president the importance in dealing with the security cluster issue.
Well, that's quite a euphemism. We've impressed upon the president. So no indication of if this reshuffle is actually going to happen or not.
None, ma'am. Do you remember I once said to you that apparently the deputy president knew to return? He is the head of the ANC's deployment committee. But I think that this issue of cabinet reshuffle has very little to do with the deputy minister. That is an issue that lies solely with the president. It is his prerogative when we look at how the state is run. And it's an issue that many, including some of his allies, by the way, are frustrated about. They keep saying, it's time. It's long been time. I've said to you, we understand we're days away. We're still waiting. Tomorrow, the deputy president apparently returns to the country. That's what his office told me. So all these things keep happening. All these indications that you're told will lead to a cabinet reshuffle, yet we still don't have one. And his allies within the ANC are also frustrated.
I wrote about it for News 24 today, saying, why are we waiting? It's getting irritating. That earworm keeps playing around in my head over and over. Tidi, very quickly, you've also been looking at the issue of the replacement of the Johannesburg mayor after Jeff Makubo's passing.
Absolutely. The council has been waiting on the ANC to make up its mind about who it wants to field as a mayoral candidate. Normally, when council is elected, they're given 14 days to make a decision and to elect the mayor. However, when something like this happened, an unfortunate event where Jeff Makubu has passed away, there is no stipulation. The structure of the act says when necessary. And what's been happening is the ANC in council has kind of been waiting and debating their own factional issues on who to field for the longest time. I know the DA has been frustrated. The DA is asking the province to intervene. And interestingly enough, when the DA takes that decision, the ANC then said, no, we've got names. They have the names. They submitted their names to Gauteng, leading the pack of those that they want. At the top of that is MMC Jolie D. Matongo, who once served as the ANC spokesperson in the region, and recently he was the finance MMC under Jeff Makubu. He is part of a faction that's said to be dominant in the ANC in Johannesburg. What now needs to happen is his name needs to now go to the NEC, and it needs to be interviewed. The ANC have introduced this thing where they want to interview their candidates and make sure that they have post-matric qualifications. So he's going to go through that process before his name is sent to council as a potential mayor for the city of Johannesburg. But the DA says, you can't be leaderless for this long. Who do we go to? We have no cabinet, because the one that existed before automatically fell through when the mayor passed on.
Sidi, thank you so much. Very interesting, that situation. Sidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. What's going to happen? Who's going to become the mayor in the city of Joburg? And of course, local government elections are supposed to happen later this year. It looks like they're probably not going to happen. So where does that leave us at the moment with the fact that we have no mayor currently?